The Call of Islam presents Distortions of Ashura.
Ashura, Popular Distortions and Our Responsibility by Martyr Murtaza Mutahhari. One example of such fabrications is the story of a messenger who has brought a letter for Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, and he awaits a reply. The Imam tells him to come after 3 days and collect the reply. After 3 days on inquiring, he is told that the Imam was departing the same day. He says to himself, now that he's setting out, let us go and watch the majesty and glamour of the Prince of the Hijaz. He goes, and there he sees the Imam, together with the other Hashimis, among men, seated on splendid chairs. Then the camels are brought, bearing the litters, draped in silk and brocade. Then the ladies emerge, with much honor and ceremony. They are escorted into these litters. This description continues in this vein until they make the digression to switch to the scene of the 11th day of Muharram to compare the glamour and honour of this day with the sorry state of the womenfolk on the latter day. Haji Nuri calls such descriptions into question. He says, it is history which says that when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, left Medina, he recited this Quranic verse.
Imam Hussein در حالی که بیرون آمد این آیه را میخوند فخرج منها خائفا یترقب.
He left in the state of fear and concern. That is, he likened his own departure to that of Moses, son of Imran, when he fled for the fear of the Pharaoh. He said, it might be that my Lord will guide me to the right path. The Imam had departed with a most simple caravan. Does the greatness of Imam Hussein lie in his sitting, for instance, on golden chairs? Or does the greatness of his family and women folk lie in their using litters draped in silk and brocade? Or their possessing fine horses and camels and a retinue of lackeys and servants?
Atbahatun chotor bashat, chotorahatun chotor bashat, nokarahatun chotor bashat, ilayani shay.